to a container carrying content, going to a continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and meets the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
Say to you, did he say you will have light? What did he say? Ye are the light, meaning you have the light. The day you accept Jesus, you have the light. But now, the goal that he has given to you is that you begin to shine that light until he has the glory. Pastor, God bless you. I didn't see you. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. It's like you investing in somebody and you are saying, I have given you my investment with my honor. I've given you my investment with my glory. By the time you are doing returns on investment, it must return back. You get the idea? Everything you do with what I give to you must return back the glory I gave to you at the beginning. Why? I won't share my glory with you, but return me my glory. Oh, glory to God. You. There are men that are trying to shine for themselves. Now, you shine to be known. You shine to be... Oh, he is the celebrity. I am not a star. He is the star. But actually, I am the one that people see as the star. But I should be wise enough to say, if Satan cannot share glory, how much more God? Let me explain. When Peter, God asks Peter, Jesus asks Peter, ask them, who do men say I am? They say, you are Elijah, you are this one, you are this one. Who do you say I am? Now, before that, Jesus said, thou art Peter, upon this rock will I. He said, you are stone now. They said, okay, fine. The next time, who do you say I am? He said, ah! He said that. After the time, God now said, I'm going to die. He said, you can't die. You cannot die. I rebuke death. What did Jesus do? Jesus said, sorry, sir. He looked beyond Peter and said, move. Get thee behind me, Satan. When did Peter become Satan? Meaning, even Satan will not share glory with Peter. Satan has to be the one to take it. Peter Kurumbe, me at your call and sorrow. You know when it was Peter? He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Meaning Peter, he walk along be one walk before any. So the same way it works with God, it works with Satan. Oh, Satan likes to take ownership. I'm the one causing affliction. That no one there is shuni. I'm the one. He's sick. Who did it? A witch. A demon. And just acknowledge, even when he's not the one doing it, if it's your mistake, he likes to take glory. Are you with me? He's not the one causing sickness. It's your foolishness, your poor eating diet. But he likes to say, I'm the one in charge of it. He likes to take the glory for even your mistake. Are you with me? If your driver overspeed foolishly and the car crash, Satan likes to say, they are doing you. You know, we are quick to say it's devil doing what he's not doing. Are you with me? Say, I want to labor by. They have followed you, my God. And Satan will come and say, fast 3 days. Don't allow Satan to give you prayer points. And don't allow him to tell you when to pray. You choose when to pray. Oh, glory to God. You have to tell him, you can't give me prayer points. There are times you just look at them, Satan will not, Satan doesn't like to, he likes to be the one to take the glory. So also, the same thing works with light. If God is doing something through you, he likes you to excuse yourself and show men who is in charge. I agree that men are honoring you. Quickly say, hello, sir. This no, it's not for me. He said, let your light so shine before men. You are the one shining. That they may see your, not his. You are the one in the good works. But the end product is that they give glory to him. Say, my life will give him glory. Ayemi afogo vorukore babao. Ayemi afogo vorukore baba. Ishemi afogo vorukore baba. Ishemi afogo voru. It is not in you. At the center of it all is you that I see. Is you that I see. Can I get my phone away? At the center of it all is you that I see. It is you that I see. There is power in your name. Miracles abound in your name. Kalabasata. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Based on what God have done in this meeting, you'll be amazed. You will start operating in intelligence beyond your age, intelligence beyond your qualification. And men will ask you how. Remember to tell them it is not I. There is an agency bigger than me. There is an assistance bigger than me. Anybody could have done what you are going to do from today. Anybody could have done it. But guess what? God will choose you. God will use you. God will choose you. God will use you. But when God start choosing you, when God start using you, remember, it is not you. Do not forget. Do not forget. It is not you. He said, let your light shine, that when men see, they don't glorify you. Don't settle for glorification. That they don't glorify you, but they glorify your Father. You are going to make the grades. You are going to get the jobs. You are going to get the contracts. You are going to get the pitches done. You are going to get the project done. But guess what? It is not you. Now you, God. Do you know what? What does it mean to have his image? He said, we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed to the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. So we are changed to his image. Is it my image? Whose image? I can't hear you. So when I show up, they see my face, only for them to unmask me and see his image. Why is God using my image? Camouflage. Because he likes varieties. If he comes as him, they say, what's today? But he comes as an old lady who is slain. They thought that was all, until he begins to fry demons. She shows up in a place. They look at her on her headset, only for her to just release the river. And they are confused. They were attracted by physique, but supernatural stature takes over the stage. They see a guy that is not looking wearing suit like pastor. He's just wearing one jeans, and they look at him as if he's not serious. And suddenly he releases the fountain. Why? God likes to use camouflage. So they don't know he has come until he shows up. Satan saw one guy from Nazareth and was targeting that guy. Let's finish this guy. We know his form. He was wearing one gang. He has long hair. He was doing like that among the disciples. He said, let's kill this one. That is the guy. Let's kill him. So God said, don't worry, kill him. Finish him. So Satan said, let's do it quickly. They arrange his finishing. So they arrange cross.
They didn't know the cross was a place to crush his personality to an extent that everybody can have it. Oh, Jesus. They were going to crush his personality that everybody now. So, you know, he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. You know, he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. You know, he was led by the Holy Ghost. You know, he returned in the power of that same Holy Ghost. You know, he promised us the Holy Ghost. So while he was going to go on the cross, they didn't shoot him. They didn't cut his head. They led him to the cross. Why cross? Let him drain all his blood. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They put nail in his hand, nail in his leg, spear by his sides. They wiped his back. And they didn't understand the word. They thought they were persecuting him. So blood was dripping from his head. Blood from his hand. Blood from his back. Blood from his leg. Blood from his side. What is he saying? If you think about the sin, it's covered. If you do it with your hand, it's covered. If you walk there to do it, it's covered. If you do it at the back, it's covered. If you do it to somebody close, it's covered. Say, what they thought they were dealing with it, they didn't know they were covering all my mess. Every area of my life was covered. So I have nothing to boast about. He covered every area. So, but the final thing he did on the cross, when he said it is finished, they thought he is finished. He didn't say I am finished. He said it is finished. Meaning this strategy is now executed. He gave up the ghost. All of us received the Holy Ghost. So they killed a guy from Nazareth, and suddenly you enter China. You see, give me one Chinese name, Chongqing, right? Okay. And you see one Chongqing guy, you thought he's a Chinese man, because you all you knew was a Jesus of Nazareth, but you are seeing a Chinese guy masked. Only for you to unveil him, you see Jesus. You get to Iraq BG. You see one local Iraq BG guy. You thought he was an Iraq BG guy. Only for you to unmask him, you see Jesus. You get to Ukraine. You see one Ukrainian. You think this guy is Roosevelt. Only for you to unmask him, you see Jesus. You are like, everywhere I go, I see you. Wait, how many places? Everywhere I go. Wait, they killed one guy in Nazareth. Where are you from, sir? From Kogi? Suddenly you unmask a Kogi man and you see Nazareth guy. He said it is finished to remain in one location. It is finished to stay in one place. Now we spread a virus that cannot be stopped. No nose mask can stop this virus. No vaccine can stop this virus. Because this virus has spread beyond your imagination. While they were still looking for one Jesus, billions of Jesuses have emerged. So when he said you are the light, he knows what he's saying. Meaning, as I am, you are. I can't get everywhere. You are there. Do what I can do. That's why I told him, as the Father have sent me, so send I you. Anywhere you show up, remember Jesus. You are a camouflage. That is my message this morning. You are a camouflage. Who is inside of you? I can't hear you. Who are you? You are a camouflage. You are an undercover agent. On dispatch, a lot of inspection, investigation. How many of you have watched Shantytown? What's the name of that girl? Huh? Unem Abi, what's her name? Not. The investigate in here though. What's her name in that movie? In them, right? I'm correct. It's the pastor, not the watch film. You know, Abodenin thought it's the girl that died. Hallelujah. Until she finished her plan. You are an undercover agent forever. Any job, they thought it is you. They didn't know it was Jesus. So when they see you, they size you. Only for them to unveil you and see Jesus. Are you here? They look at you, they're like, this small girl. Don't complain. Don't argue. Don't argue.
Jesus, there inside me.
Wait. Are you sure what you carry? You know, police guard, what do you carry? He said, greater is he, not greater is it. You are pregnant. Can you? You know, when a woman is pregnant, everything changes. The appetite.
Jesus inside.
I remember my friend told me when his wife was pregnant, she will wake him up in the night. I need party jollof. So he called me one night. He said he went to the market in the night around 12 a.m. in this Jibo area. He was looking for party jollof. He finally got irale the pot bottom. When he said, "This is not what I'm looking for." The girl will just wake up, "I need Amala." Jesus. The pregnancy, thank God you did not do that one for me. But if you did it, I don't know how I would have survived, but thank God you did not. You did not do. Hallelujah. But the pregnancy, but I remember I was pressing your back. Always, help me, my back. So I did something too. So the pregnancy will affect everything about you. The pregnancy you are carrying will affect you. Say I'm pregnant. He said, greater is he that is in you than he. Jesus is inside you. When a woman is pregnant, she's relating with the baby. Is that correct? So sometimes the baby will move. You feel a kind of blue sky. You know you are carrying something. And you're going to deliver that thing to you. The same way you are pregnant with Jesus, you have to deliver light to your generation. Are you with me? You have to deliver light. You have to deliver. You are a camouflage. The written is inside. Because the spirit of the Lord shall overshadow you. So now that he has overshadowed you, he is an overshadow. You are fake. This you is not the you. The you that is correct you is the you inside. That you is Jesus. So say, let this thing shine before me that they may see. Then when they see you, they glorify him. What is my message? After people begin to hail you, tell them it is not. There is someone.
Jesus is burning light.
There is somebody. The grace you have received in this meeting is so much. I myself, I have to go and follow all the sessions. But guess what? You will waste it if you shine. And you shine by yourself. You will waste it. God will not give glory to those who will shine for themselves. He has released it. But it's going to watch how you will manage and do it. It is not high. Somebody asked me, how do you feel after YMR? I don't feel anything.
Oh,
All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yes, I know about the beauty, God, the virus, and the beauty, and the
all the glory belongs to you,
oh God.
All the glory belongs to you, my God.
Wait.
I don't have anyone to take. All the glory belongs to you. Everything belongs to you, my God.
I'm gonna take his glory for myself anymore.
When you begin to shine after this meeting, remember, it is not I, but him. Not I, but him. Not I, but him. You begin to manifest a certain dimension. Remember, it is not I, but him.
It is not I, but him.
By the time the alert begin to enter, and miracles begin to enter, it is not I, but him.
It is not I.
Do you agree with him? None of you.
None of you.
You are a manager of light. You are not the owner. What did I say? Say, I'm a manager of light. I'm not the original owner. Who owns it?
Jesus.
So when men hail you,
none of me, but all of you.
When men praise you,
none of me,
when men celebrate you, what do?
Give him all the glory.
It is not hard, but him. See, this year, make, you know the way you say, shege, sapa, which one do you say again? Huh?
They play.
Which one again?
Say the
one. Huh? This year too, we make glory to God.
Oh,
Abba, glory to God. How they have glory to God. It's called G to G. Glory to God. G to G. Glory to God. Alpha. Glory to God. How did you do it? Glory to God. How did it happen? Glory to God. Suddenly, glory to God. Alpha.
Glory to God.
What you think could not happen before, after this meeting, they'll begin to happen. But what is your response?
Glory to God. All the glory to God.
Wait, don't go there. Oh, tomorrow.
Wait.
When you begin to experience voracious blessing, what do you say? Oh, tomorrow we make our session. Yeah. Oh, tomorrow we make our
session.
Oh, tomorrow we make our session. When it happens, voraciously, what will be your response? Listen, this one. After this meeting, there are things that have left your life before. You never thought they are going to come back. But because now you understand how to channel it. Oh, tomorrow, we want to solo.
Where a loco,
wait, sir, there are relationships that left your life. You thought they have gone. There are businesses, opportunities you lost. You thought they have gone. There are strategic placement. You thought you have lost.
Oh,
tomorrow,
where
is our Lord?
Where are no
Kowa?
Listen, after this apple,
where
what will you say?
Where is your sleep? Where is your sleep?
After this apple, where what will you say?
Baba ti ba mi
je. Amen. Let me close. Remember, they are coming back.
Coming back.
Remember. Remember. Remember.
They are coming
but
back.
After this manifesting the light, as you are manifesting the light, remember, it is not you.
What you say? Yes, it is you.
Glory to God.
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 Where the Lord be.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, where no
bandit,
oh,
Timoro,
yeah, oh, Timoro, yeah.
Let's close. They will come, oh.
They are coming back.
They will come, oh.
Coming.
In fact, they are coming.
They are coming. My light has come. My light has come.
My light has come. My light. My mouth said, keep coming, keep coming. My light has come. Congratulations, family members. Welcome to the light. Welcome to the light. You are ready for the voracious kind of blessings. Welcome to the light. Welcome to the light. See, after me, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for reaching out to me, for not allowing me to rot in darkness. Thank you. I believe you died for me on the cross. I confess you as my Lord. Help me. Help me. I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help me to love you forever and remain in light forever, and I will never go back if you help me. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for them. Their sins are forgiven. You told me, whosoever I forgive their sins shall be forgiven. I decree their sins are forgiven. If you are sick, you are healed. You are. I call you into the family of the saints. You are part of the church of the living God. And you are saved and never to return forever. In the name of Jesus. I think the counselors want to meet with you, right? We need your name. Pastor wants to pray with you. We just need your name and your prayer point so that we can pray with you and follow you. Please just follow these sisters and these brothers over there. Please just follow them.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Told me, sir, I've been declaring this everywhere I go now. The Lord told me this year is the year of properties.
So prophet Tomi Arayomi called me some days ago. He said, Daniel, he said, what is God telling you about the year? I said, God told me his properties. He began to scream. He said, Daniel, every of my friends all over the world told me God told them this year properties for the saints, for the church, for everybody. It's my new anointing to declare it. As I was entering the service, I saw a message. Pastor, this year properties will be too much. That's the message somebody sent to me while I sat down there. Everywhere I go, God tells me, there are lands you don't have to buy. There are buildings you don't have to build. Lift up your two hands. I prophesy as God's prophet. This year, properties will be too much in your hand. Believe the Lord. Believe the Lord. Hear me, you don't have to buy it. It can come as a gift. I was at home one day and somebody called me from Abuja. Hello, Pastor. I said, I'm fine. He said, Pastor, I saw you in my vision right now. I saw you walking with me in my estate. And the Lord said, and in that dream, I gave you a plot of land in my estate in Abuja. I'm not living in Abuja. And the person flew down to Lagos to give me the document. He said, I saw you. That estate, if I tell you how much they are selling, that estate is around Dunamis environment. So you can know how much the value of that place. And he said he saw me in his dream. And he came to give me in Lagos. These things are real. There are distress sales you will buy. There are things that will come. Some of you, God will give you the money to buy it. Some of you, God will give you to you free. But believe God this year. If you don't have land in this church, go and start trusting God. God told me this year, properties. I prophesy. In this allocation of properties, get your own. Lord, for someone that can believe and roar amen like thunder, I say get your own. Sir, this place is too small. This place, when I come next year for this conference, it won't be here. This place is too small. Sir, God will give it to you at the heart of town, not in the lungu, not in the corner. Bigger facility. In the name of Jesus. Where we can host 5,000 comfortably. Can God do it?
Yes, sir.
Can God do it? You know? Otishe. Otishe.
Otishe.
Otishe. Otishe. Otishe.
Otishe.
Otishe. Otishe. Baba Otishe. Wait. Anything you desire is done. In the name of Jesus, give God a shout of praise.